This is 7AD. It's time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello, mate.
Good morning, Darren.
Okay, so today we're going to talk about, I reckon this is a really good subject, should batteries be subsidised for the government? We're talking batteries for solar here.
Yeah, for home batteries, yeah. Hmm. Well, according to a poll of 2,000 Australians, the answer is yes, Darren. This was a poll organised by Solar Citizens, who are a renewable energy consumer lobby group. And the key results from the survey were this. 48% of respondents would consider installing a home battery if they could access a government no-interest loan.
Hmm.
31% would consider replacing gas appliances with electric if they could access the same sort of loan again. 78% agree the federal government should expand the national rooftop solar subsidy to make it more affordable for Australians to install a household battery storage. So basically add on to what's already there. And 73% polled were concerned about their ability to afford their next power bill. Yeah, so that's a real concern. So from that, but it was a reasonably small group. 2,000 is not a huge polling number, but it's still reasonable. But it is clear most people want home storage and more subsidies.
Yeah.
Now, Darren, we have to acknowledge the transition to renewable energy on both small and large scale will have to involve energy or battery storage solutions of some sort to sort out the intermittent nature of renewable energy. You know, when the sun's there, we need to be able to store this energy and then use it later on. So that means batteries have to be in the mix. But personally, I'm against subsidising batteries.
Oh.
Yeah, or at least the batteries we have on the market today. The holdback to more home battery storage is they just cannot pay for themselves. You
right.
cannot put enough energy through the batteries to recover their costs in their serviceable lifespan. In simple speak, they cost too much and they don't last long enough.
Right.
Yeah. Now, having taxpayer money subsidise batteries takes the pressure off manufacturers from building the better battery. We actually see heaps of different battery chemistries in development on the horizon, and this being spurred on by the fact that lithium batteries, while being the dominant battery type in the market, are just not cutting the mustard. The market is crying out for a better home battery solution. Now, shifting that technology's failure to be able to meet consumers' expectations that purchasing a battery will save them money to taxpayers is, in my mind, creating an environment where the wrong technology gains too much market share and it will be harder for emerging technologies to compete.
Okay.
What other battery chemistries are in development? Now, a strong contender at the moment is the sodium-sulfur battery, which is more energy-dense than lithium batteries. The main ingredients for these can be sourced from seawater. Now, Darren, you'd have to agree that seawater is quite an abundant source.
You've got plenty of it.
Yeah. Now, this makes the battery much, much cheaper than lithium to produce. They'll be less toxic than lithium. They have just come out of development stages, and now the people behind this tech are looking to commercialise the product. There's another new battery available now. It's just entered the market, and it's a sodium ion battery. And this is a battery from Nation Energy. I've never heard of them. It's only just hit the market, and personally, I'd be letting it find its feet for a while before I'd want to start installing any. But it's another example of a potentially cheaper and better product that has been developed off the back of filling the need in the market for cheaper, more durable, less toxic energy storage.
Yeah.
Build it and they will come sort of thing. Wherever we look at the moment, we are seeing research and development bearing fruit. If the government wants to throw money around, I'd rather see it thrown at research and development. I reckon that would give us our best bang for buck as a country. But, look, we can chew gum and walk at the same time. So there's no reason why we couldn't have multiple tiers of support growing storage infrastructure around Australia. But I'm still hard-pressed to think subsidising a battery chemistry that doesn't work for a home storage market is somewhat counterproductive.
So you're not against the subsidy, you're just against the product's longevity.
Yeah, we need a product that works. So look, I want to see a home have every battery one day, you know, connected to their solar system. I really want that.
Yeah.
I want to see people running their house during the night for their battery and then charging it up again the next day. You know, I personally have one in my place, Darren. It's a cool bit of kit. I love it. Mm. I want everyone to have what I have, but not one that offers no financial advantages. That seems to defy the reason to purchase one in the first place.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want emergency backup, they're great for that. If you want to be an early adopter and get renewable energy and have storage to go with it, go for it. Some of our clients who are near retiring will want a battery to give them lower power bills for the next decade as they transition to a fixed income when they finally pull up stumps at work.
Mm.
In that case, it's more of a security blanket than anything else. But those are the people who represent who buys a battery storage solution for their solar system from DMS Energy. That's who we're selling batteries to. I could easily sell 10 batteries a week, Darren. As people come into our showroom and ask for one for their solar system, and I say, sure, but what are your expectations? And the answer is invariably, I want to save thousands of dollars, which is an expectation I can't really meet with what's on the market. With current prices You know, most batteries have to last around 20 to 22 years to break even, and they may last 10 to 15. Big hole there, isn't there? Yeah, and that's if you're lucky. And there's also potential end-of-life costs, you know, when the batteries finally run its race, to safely recycle and dispose of the product.
Yeah.
Now, don't get us wrong. DMS Energy, we do sell and store home storage batteries. We have the LG Energy Solutions Prime batteries, we have the SolarEdge Energy Bank batteries, and we have the Qcells Q Home Battery Solution. Every one of these products performs as expected, and they work beautifully. We sell a couple of them a month, and I look forward to the day we have batteries being installed with every solar system we put in. But subsidising at this point isn't the answer, in my opinion. Solar panels save you money. They save you lots of money. They deliver as promised. If your battery has wheels on it in the form of an electric vehicle, now that's a different proposition with payback periods of around 2.5 years. Mm. When charging electric vehicles, that's because we're offsetting fuel costs for nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now that is a game changer. But no, DMS Energy, we sell our Qcell range of panels. They're designed in Germany. These panels are top of the crop. We have our SolarEdge systems that are battery and EV charger ready, so it's ready to go when you are, if you want to expand your solar, charge your car, or add a battery storage.
Now, just one question. So those batteries that you sell that people can charge their EVs from, so how big are they? Like physically, how big?
They're about the biggest, say, two suitcases stacked on top of each other.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you just whack them on the side of the house?
Pretty much, yeah. Probably a little bit more to it than that.
but generally,
generally speaking, yes. Yeah, they've all got a minimum of a 10-year warranty on them. Some have got a 15-year warranty on them. But it doesn't change the fact that I need the best part of 20 years out of them to get my money back.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the economics aren't there. For no BS advice, contact DMS Energy on 1300 502 599, or you can pop into our showroom at 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton, or visit our website. It's all the wsdmsenergy.net.au. And I'm also going to put up a Facebook link. There's actually a story about this poll about whether batteries should be subsidised. Do I have it wrong? I could have it wrong. I could be completely barking up the wrong tree. So I'd like to know your thoughts out there.
All right.
Jump on our Facebook. Let me know what you think.
Talk to you next week.
Cheers, Darren.